Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Those of you that have been listening to me for many years, you know that, again, obviously I love the outdoors, but my passion is fishing, specifically fly fishing, but I do it all. We film it all at Joey B TV, JoeyBe.tv. Well, today is fishing rods. Too many? Well, how many may be? Notice the word may be too many. So you see, I'm going to talk to you about spin rods, fly rods, and bait casting rods. And you know me, I'm going to throw in a few stories here and there as we go along. So let's talk about, and when you say like your arsenal of rods, and many fishermen always go, oh, it's my arsenal of rods. And what do you have? Well, I'm going to recommend that, and again, I'm not going to talk name brands today. That's not what this is about, because there's so many different great rods out there. And I will tell you, you know, go to your local Ramsey Outdoor Store or whoever is near you and listen to the experts. They will guide you. They're not going to try to sell you the most expensive anything. Just tell them what your needs are, and they will match your needs to, you know, whatever you're going to be fishing for. So let's talk spin rods first. I am the king of ultralight rods. I use them all the time. I love fishing, and I'll get into a little bit with just with the types of line in a few minutes. But I love using ultralights probably just about everywhere I go, because we're, by the way, we are talking fresh water, and we'll get there. And I'm going to let you know that you want to match up the right size reel for the right size rod. And so many combo kits right now, you can just go to a store and they're going to have, it's the company themselves matching up their reel with their rod so it is size correct. And once again, ask the experts if you don't know. But I think an ultralight rod has got to be part of your arsenal. And I'm going to tell you that I have caught some big fish. And I'll get to, hey, by the way, the only time you're allowed to lie is when you're telling fish stories in life. That is legal. But I'm also going to let you know that my fish stories are true fish stories. And I'll get to a few in a little bit. So then, let's jump to a medium-sized rod, which we typically call, freshwater call, a bass rod for spin rods. And I have one. I'm going to tell you right now, living in the East, I barely ever use it because, once again, I'm the king of the ultralight. Well, here's the deal. Give you a cool story because I was just on the phone with my brother-in-law, Rob, and I had gotten into an accident many years back, had to go up to a town, appear in court. Small accident, but still had to appear, and that was part of it. And my friend Nancy Nolte, Nick Nolte, the actor's sister, lives up there on her farm. And I always fish there. Great, great bass pond. Huge monster crappie inside there, pickerel, you know. So that, typical, you know, pond fishing. So I told my brother-in-law, Rob, who's my attorney, I said, hey, Rob, we got to go up there to just go to court. He said, but I said to him, I go, Rob, make sure I pick you up in your office. Make sure you're in your blue jeans. Bring your suit because, yeah, we have to get into it eventually. We'll fish for a little bit. So Rob's got his gear. Get up to the farm. We have a canoe up there. And what we're going to do typically is, and I've done this with many people, his sons, Wyatt and Dylan, and we get out there, and I'm in the back of the canoe, and I just am the guide. So I've brought many people to the farm because, again, it's funny. If I fish, it means I'm probably there on my own, because if not, I'm just guiding people around, you know, a couple acre pond, big old bass in it. So Rob is catching bass after bass after bass. And I, after a while, look at the clock and in my mind, I said, we got to get going. So I go, Rob, we got to go back in the house here, go get cleaned up, jump in his suits, go off to court. And Rob's going, just one more fish. So Rob catch another like 2-3 pound bass. And I go, Rob, we got to go. And Rob would go, okay, but just one more bass. And we had many more, one more Bessesses there before we actually got cleaned up, went to court, and it was no big deal when I was there. So that's one of the things. And I'm going to let you know that I also fish with my two good friends, Steve and Tony, father and son, great guys, great bass fishermen. And they will swear by medium size rods because they are looking to bend the rod to get those big old bass on there as well. So I'm going to let you know that have an ultralight in your arsenal. Jump to a medium because really, I'm one of the rare people. And every now and again, I will pull it out, but I am the ultralight guy. And then the next rod that I just jump up to is what I call is a schoolie rod for striped bass, the smaller schoolies, which I'm going to tell you right now, when you catch a striped bass, think about catching a fish that in his mind, he's never eaten before in the history of the world because when he hits, it is such a bang of a hit. I've gotten towed in my kayak with a schoolie rod catching smaller stripers, you know what I'm saying, like 20-inch stripers. So there is a rod that is a medium-sized rod, but it's really made for that schoolie type of thing. And I will defer to my great friend Coach Gorski, who is the king of catching striped bass. He actually keeps track. He has now over 4,000 striped bass in his lifetime. He's a catch and release guy, just like me. And by the way, I am a total catch and release guy. That's just what I do. But so if you said too many rods, like how many? Well, Coach Gorski is the king. See, I'm the king of ultralights. He is the king of many rods. So he has that schoolie rod. Then he's got larger striper rods. And for me, it's like, because I don't striper fish much. Go out early time, schoolie, Cape Cod, anywhere in the Northeast. And if I ever get the chance to go for larger ones, I'd say, hey, coach, got to borrow a rod. And those of your friends or friends you will make as you get into fishing, they will always have the extra rods because he's the king of rods. So I'd say, coach, I need a larger rod because the stripers are larger. Coach will just hand one off. Good man, good friend. Now, the next size rod, and I think you really need to stop there as far as spin rods, except that I have salmon fished a few times. And I've got it's like the granddaddy of rods, this big old beefy rod and reel set up for salmons. Well, I'll say salmons plural because I want to catch more than one, but we can talk about that another day. So with that, I'd say you're set there with those spin rods, but I'm also going to tell you that people are always going to want to, if you're an outdoors person, people are going to want to buy you gifts. And if you're looking, some people say, well, give me a gift card to Ramsey Outdoor, whatever you're saying to do. But sometimes they're going to show up and I have like the tiniest little ultralight that if you're fishing for bluegills and crappie, if you're in the South, you don't call them bluegills, you call them brim. So you've got that story about, catching small ones. Lefty Cray, I was filming with him. Lefty passed away about a year or so ago. And literally, Lefty was the world's greatest fly fisherman. And with TFO rods and reels, I was able to film with Lefty a few times. And Lefty's talking with that Southern accent and going, well, go fish for brim. And I go, oh, he goes, oh, you're a northerner. It means you got to catch some bluegills. And they're just like, he's the great Lefty. Because he's just, by the way, a wonderful man, as great as a fisherman, as a human, Lefty was that. So I'm going to let you know that you may add some extra little rods and reels inside your arsenal. Have a backup reel, I'd say, all the time and ready to roll. Always have one in my pack. I got a fanny pack that I use. Here's the crazy thing. I'm saying many years ago, before there were fanny packs for fishing, everyone used to carry around their tackle box. Literally, if you're going fishing for trout, you'd be walking with your tackle box in your hand. And I was in a store many, many years ago, and I saw this huge pouch fanny pack made for hunting. And I said, well, I could use that for fishing. So I started putting my gear in there, and I go, man, this would be a great thing to market. Never thinking that I could make a business from it. And I missed the multi-million dollar mark on that one, because now there are many fanny packs out there for fishing. So, hey, if you got an idea, run with it, baby. Now, the types of line for spin rods and bait casting, you can use mono, fluorocarbon, or braided line. And once again, you want to match the pound test. That's how strong the line is. You want to match that to the rod and reel, and that's key, because if you have too thick of a line on a small reel, you're going to get some, what we call as bird's nest. It's going to bind up. And if you have too thick, too thin, either way, you're going to run into problems. So even on the backs of the packages, they will talk about rods and reels. I'm saying the packs of line, and will tell you what size, you know, you're going to match up. Again, ask your fishing store expert. They will help you out. And I will also let you know that on that ultralight rod that I have, I caught a 6-pound bass. People go, well, you're not supposed to. And I caught it on 4-pound test. So it's just as you match things up, sometimes you're going to catch something a little bit larger. So just thoughts for you. Now, with TFO a few years back, I actually had designed a 3-piece travel rod. It's a prototype, never put out there in the market. And this prototype was a spin fly combo. And for me, it was just the greatest thing was discussing this with a major rod designer and a company that's just like 4 people, really. And just testing that rod out was just one of the cooler things. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So, I was filming with Bobby Urich. Bobby is the president of Mega Strike Lures, and also another person, and I've mentioned Bobby in many of my shows. He is, besides being brilliant in the design of his lures, Bobby is the nicest guy in the world. Every time we go out, he takes care of Gabby, gives her a million lures. But last year, and we did a show, he got Gabby onto this monster bass. But Bobby just said, he was like, I've been to outdoor shows, and Bobby would be there, his Mega Strike lures in a booth. And Bobby would, like a father would come in with a son, and Bobby would spend the time with that child and teach him anything that he could or the kid wanted to know. And I was there one time, and Bobby said to the kid and the dad when he was like talking to them for the longest time, gave the kid a couple lures and said, here's my personal number. If you have any questions about fishing, you call me. And I was just like super impressed. So like, why am I sharing all that information? Because when we moved to bait casting lures, I've gone out in bass boats with Bobby, and I've actually had the ability of fishing with Bobby. And while I'm fishing with Bobby, he always says to me, yeah, you can pull out a rod. And typically I've got the rod, but I don't even pick it up because Bobby's going to be testing his new lures. And I am, hey, besides having cameramen chase me across the country, I'm pretty good with that camera as well. So I will film Bobby and his new lures. And for me, it's just like, you know, like there's, I guess there's extra water in the ponds and reservoirs we fish because there's drool coming out of my mouth when I'm looking at these new lures. But Bobby uses a bait casting rod. And you go, okay, so what's the difference? There is, like if you're watching a, you know, turn on to a TV show, an ESPN or something, and you're watching a fishing show, those guys are using bait casting 99% because of the accuracy. I'm also going to let you know, there is a definite learning curve to bait casting rods. There's price points from very inexpensive to the most expensive. And you know, you're going to find your way into it. The same thing with the spin rods. You know, you don't need to spend $1 million. Find your way into it at a price point that you can afford. And then you can always grow into it. But when I watch Bobby cast one of his lures, and I am watching him, and the accuracy, number one, he's a professional fisherman, number one. But number two, it's that professional fisherman and then the bait casting rod. And if Bobby said, I'm going to cast right next to that blowdown, that's a tree that's blown down and it's in the water. And it'll be right on the mark. Some of it's bobby, some of it's the rod. Actually, a lot of it's bobby, but it's the rod. But there are bait casting rods out there. And if you're going to go, I'd say go. If you're just getting into fishing, start spin. Definitely listen to the beginning part. Listen to the whole show because it's fun stuff to learn about. And fun stories because I got another great story coming up in a second here. But and then as you grow into, if you want to get into bait casting, that's it. Now, a few of my colleagues years back, they wanted to go fishing. So I said to them, all right, who's got your fishing licenses? Well, then all you heard was not me. I go, wait. You guys want to go fishing? You got to have a license. Wasn't there any place we can go? So I go online and there was this pay to fish place. And I go, let's go there. I go, no, it's going to be expensive. Oh, let's go there. It would have been cheaper for them to buy their licenses and me to take them to Nancy's farm. But this is what they want. I say, all right, okay, we'll go. And I have a brand new bait casting rod. So we're in this place. They got these monster rowboats and every couple of us in per rowboat. So I've got my bait casting rod in the back of this huge rowboat. I am somewhere standing in the middle with using my spin rod, and I'm fishing, and the boat rocks, and I actually, like at the corner of my eye, and then you hear the words in slow motion, no! My bait casting rod flips out of the back of the boat and goes straight down. Why I didn't dive into the water, I don't know. Probably because I was too busy going, no! And it was a glaciated lake. We were in like 60 feet, 100 feet deep. By the way, that's not deep for a glaciated lake. But this one was not super deep. And it was gone. Brand new, never used. So if you want a brand new bait casting rod for free, then just fish deep and try to catch mine there. And then later on in the day, because the rule of this pay for fish place was every fish that you catch, you had to keep it, and then you had to pay per pound. So not only did you have to fish, you had to pay for the fish that you caught per pound, and they stock some monster catfish in there. So I am out later in the afternoon. Most of the guys are just sitting at the shore. I'm out there with one of my colleagues, and we're in the boat, and I've seen this happen before, and you'll see it on television, but it never happened to me. So we're out there, and a 10-pound catfish jumps out of the water and into the boat. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm going, there is no way I am paying for this fish per pound. I didn't even stick and catch him. And I pick him up, and I throw him back in the water. And then as I'm throwing him back in the water, my buddy Dan goes, no! I go, what? He goes, I would have taken him. I would have eaten him. I said, well, let's go catch him. And we did, but that's a piece of it. Now, let's jump over now to fly rods. And I'm going to let you know the first rod I just really recommend, especially in the off season, but it's a great teaching rod. It's the TFO practice rod, Temple Fork Outfitters. And I'm just mentioning their brand name. And it costs about $40. And it's basically a small little rod that will flex, and it's a good rod, and it's got yarn on it and a little bit of string, and it's meant to practice, and it's worth the practice rod. But it's also a great teaching rod. I taught my nephew Wyatt, will be teaching my nephew Dylan very shortly, and Gabby on this rod here, because it's a great place. You can go out in your front lawn with it. Me, my great room and living room is so large. In the wintertime, I practice all my different types of casts, because yes, there are many different types of casts with fly rods. And I practice those, and you could YouTube them. And I would just start with the basics. It's like anything in life. Master the basics first. Once you master it, then it's easy to move on. So preseason, and so this is in early March, snows most times here are gone. So my good buddy, Inspector Dave, who I film with Organic Gardening, and he's a brilliant organic gardener and a great friend and a great fly fisherman. So I will actually take, and I have a monster front lawn there, and I will take Frisbees and just throw them out at different distances, and we will practice our casting onto them. And you just tie a little piece of yarn onto your fly rod, actually onto the fly line, and I'll talk about to you about that in a second. What, and that's all you need is weight, and it's just getting our cast down. You know, hey, it's like baseball season, preseason, and this is a preseason fly fishing, and it's getting our accuracy down, all of that. So, and again, I tell a couple stories about being on that lawn with people pulling up. It's a dead end that I'm on in the middle of nowhere. So very few people, but we've had some. So there's some fun stories with that. So let's talk about fly rods and what rods should you start with. They go by weights. And I'm going to let you know that the 5-weight seems to be the perfect, and you're going to match the reel up to it. Again, Ramsey Outdoor, your fly fishing experts near you. And I'm going to let you know that that is the greatest one because it's the middle of the road. And I say middle of the road because you have weights that are below it and weights that are above it. But I have caught tiny little fish with it. And I've done, as an environmental scientist, and those of you who listen to my shows, you know, I've done grizzly bear research, wolf research, plant research out there in Idaho. And when I'm all done, I always end up back in Yellowstone and Jackson Hole because it's my favorite place in America to be. And I will fly fish them. And I use my 5-weight out there, and I get some big old trout on that one, some mountain whitefish that people don't like to catch, but I love to catch because they fight real, real good fighting fish. Again, release them all. Let them grow up and just enjoy their lives. Anyway, so I recommend a 5-weight first. If you happen to live in an area and some of the streams, especially in the Northeast, are tree-lined and covered, sometimes getting that 5-weight around the trees, again, once you're a master caster, I like that term, then 5-weight may do you, but I would recommend at that point to have a 3-weight, a small little rod, where you can get yourself, it's not going to go as far, but you're going to get, you know, your cast don't go as far, but your accuracy, again, as you practice, is going to be there. So I'm going to recommend that to you as well. And now I'd say go 5-weight, go a 3-weight if you're tree lined. And if you wanted to go, because most of them are 4-piece travel rods anyway, they fit in these tiny little cases. Some of the smaller rods, the 3-weights, are 3-piece. So they fit right in your luggage, your carry-on, just a great thing. And that's the great thing about traveling with a fly rod. And once you jump to larger weights, you might want to, if you happen to be a bass fisherman, and I'm talking freshwater now, largemouth bass, smallmouth bass, you might want to jump up to a 7-weight at that point in time. I've seen people go on 6s with it. I've even, in places, because I'm going to talk to you about saltwater fishing in a second, I'm going to let you know that with saltwater fishing, I've got an 8-weight. And for large smallies, I've even used my 8-weight there. It's a little bit heavy, but hey, it works fine. So once you get into saltwater and you're starting to talk about larger fish, you're going to go 8-weights. And I'll get to you in a few seconds about 10-weights. But my 8-weight I commonly use. And a few years back, my buddy Bob, his son Matt, and I, we're kayak fishing through the Sedge Islands, and at that time, the small bluefish were running. And most times we say they're running, but what do they do? They're swimming. Why do we say they're running? They don't know. Anyway, we're on one of the islands, and these smaller cocktail blues, smaller blues, are just zipping by. And I'm catching, because it's funny, when the blues are running like that, I always say that you could put a crayon at the end of your fly line and catch a fish. The blues hit anything. So I'm catching fish after fish, and Bob's son, Matt, had never used a fly rod before. I said, Matt, here. And this kid had a ball. And again, it was a heavier weight rod, and we really didn't need an 8-weight for this size. But again, you don't know what you're going to catch when you're in salt, so I always want to have that, at least that 8-weight with me. And this kid had a ball catching fish with that size rod. And once again, for me, it's almost like Bobby Urich. You want to see our youth enjoying nature because they are the future stewards of the earth. Hopefully you and I right now are doing our job and we're making sure we protect, and I always talk about protecting and preserving habitats, and that includes our ecosystems in water or next to water as well. And now, let's move up to the 10-weight. And if you're going out for big blues or stripers, you're going to want to use a 10-weight. Once again, matching rod and reel up. And, you know, there's there's a learning curve. And if you're getting into spin fishing, start small and work yourself up. If you're getting into bait casting, talk to your experts. Don't need a real expensive one. If you're getting into fly fishing, because there's so many different price points, specifically with fly fishing, because some of them could be crazy expensive. But then you can get into like the TFO rods or something like that at a modest price point rod to get into it. And then as you get into your fishing, then you build up your arsenal. Because how many rods are too many? Well, if you notice today, I spoke to you about a number of rods for a number of situations. And unless you're Coach Gorski, there is a limit to the amount of rods, because he is the king of rods. And I've said that fly, spin, he definitely is the king on that one. But I'm just going to say that, go slow, figure out what you need, but you will build up that arsenal. Because that ultralight rod that I started this show with, I've been using it for the last 30 years. So it has outlasted a reel, and I will continue to use it because, hey, I've got all these rods, and yes, I do use them, but I am letting you know that that is my favorite rod. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.